The Truth News Network. When the media spread their web of lies, you need a guide to walk you through the labyrinth. His name is Newman. Dan Newman.
And I'm Dan Newman, and I'm here, and we're protecting you from some of the cruddy lies that are going around Washington, D.C. Today we're talking about brand new collusion, and we're exposing some. Hey, it's not Donald Trump either. We've spent the last 3 years, you and I, looking for the boogeyman that Donald Trump used to unethically and illegally, they say, win Mr. Trump the 2016 presidency. Of course, the boogeyman, everybody said at first, was Russian President Vladimir Putin. After all, Trump's election victory certainly did not happen because Americans chose him to be their president. He must have cheated. Immediately following Trump's inauguration, the Russia collusion story got started. We know much now that many suspected but could not prove at the time that the collusion story and subsequent investigation was a sham, a diversion, pitched to Americans by a posse of unethical politicians and top-level intelligence officials who, for not yet verified reasons, desperately needed Hillary Clinton in the White House. The Mueller investigation, from the day Mueller was named special counsel for that Russian probe, was thought to be simply a diversion instigated by those in that posse. They were desperate to find that Donald Trump had some way and somehow reached out to Russia for election help, and that they could uncover and expose it. They needed Donald Trump out of the picture. Mueller exonerated Mr. Trump with his final report. That is factual. It is a fact, exoneration, in spite of the cries from the media that the Mueller findings did not do so. Subsequently, there was a Mueller probe light that lasted about a minute or so as the left ramped up charges of Trump's obstruction of justice. It quickly faded away. No substance there either. And then, here we go, Ukraine. President Trump was stated to have a telephone conversation with the newly elected Ukrainian president. In that conversation, purportedly, Mr. Trump asked President Zelensky to open a corruption investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden. Those allegations were made and immediately became headlines in every newspaper, every online news outlet, television and radio talk show. President Trump seeks Ukraine help for 2020 election assistance. Of course, those headlines were lies. You know the truth. Pelosi and company had already announced their impeachment inquiry. They were in a panic to find fuel to initiate impeachment proceedings against the president. When this fake news was released, that was their proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, necessary for more formal impeachment proceedings. And it is on. Trump blew their minds when he immediately released the transcript of that controversial phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky. They were shocked that he did so. They didn't even have to send him a formal subpoena for the mud they could use against him. The call transcript vindicated the president for his alleged attempt to receive election help from Ukraine to find dirt on his 2020 election opponent, Joe Biden, and of course, Joe Biden's son, Hunter. There was no collusion between Donald Trump and Ukraine. But it has been revealed there may be some collusion with Ukraine, not by Mr. Trump or anyone in his cabinet or any member of his family, but by a very important U.S. politician that does not live in the White House, but works on Capitol Hill. Who, oh who, could it be? Are you holding on? California Representative Adam Schiff. Wow. You got to pause for a second, take a breath. Adam Schiff. Schiff hates Donald Trump. You know that. The whole world knows that. Schiff has spent every waking minute since the 2016 election saying and doing anything and everything he can to possibly assist him to get Trump out of office. We don't need to list all those things he's tried and all those things he said, most of which are false as they pertain to the president. But now, Mr. Schiff has been exposed as being in the tank for a very wealthy and very politically connected billionaire oligarch from where else but Ukraine. Mr. Schiff may really be, as the president has termed him, Shifty Schiff. Have you before heard the name Igor Pasternak? Before we're done today, you'll know quite a bit about this Ukrainian gun dealer, business mogul, and a major contributor to politicians everywhere, including in the U.S. As long ago as 2013, we have been able to find links between Pasternak and multiple U.S. politicians. Pasternak, who was raised and educated in Ukraine before immigrating to the United States, is a passionate promoter of Ukrainian culture and business. He has been active in both L.A. and Washington, D.C. to support increased ties between the two countries and has been especially active in building awareness of Ukraine's strategic economic importance among members of Congress. Since political protests broke out across Ukraine in late 2013, Pasternak has worked to personally inform and educate members of Congress about the importance of Ukraine to European and U.S. security. Of course, you know that last paragraph. We're talking points from Washington. That's the good stuff. Listen to this. Igor is really an arms dealer who sells arms that include fully automatic M4, M16 rifles, as well as much more sophisticated and more serious military arms. He's armed the armies and militia of many countries in the Middle East, Europe, and Southeast Asia. And more importantly, he is very connected to those on the dark side of politics in Ukraine. He's been in the U.S. for some time, legally, and while here, he quickly learned the importance of obtaining and nurturing relationships with heavyweight U.S. politicians. He quickly found one willing candidate to fill such a role, California Representative Adam Schiff. This is Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California. He is in front of television cameras and radio microphones daily in his quest to do one thing, kick Donald Trump out of the White House. Schiff's latest ploy is to attempt to connect President Trump with Ukraine's President Zelensky, alleging that Mr. Trump has attempted to pressure Zelensky to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden for their apparent corruption with other Ukrainians using congressionally approved foreign aid for Ukraine as a tool. But it seems Schiff may be leveraging Ukraine from another direction for some other purpose or purposes. How are Schiff and Pasternak connected? You're going to love this. It began this way. Pasternak, as we said, immigrated to the U.S. in 1994. He started a U.S. company. It's called Aeroscraft, A-E-R-O-S-C-R-A-F-T. Pasternak then reached into the U.S. political atmosphere to find some friendly politicians who could help him assist the Ukrainian government on a really big project, transitioning their military firearms away from those previously used that relied on ammunition from Russia. Pasternak suggested the M16 American rifle. Introduced that to Adam Schiff. Sounded good to the Californian politician. Newsweek followed the Ukraine small arms problem as a Ukrainian army company, arms company there. It's called Ukroboron Service. I know I got it wrong, but I'll spell it for you. Ukroboronservis. That company sought to partner with an American company for the project. And guess which company that was, the American company? Aeroscraft, Pasternak's company. Aeroscraft partnered with that Ukrainian arms company to produce M16s. How about that? The M16 is a very special rifle, a fully automatic rifle. That's the one where you pull the trigger and it shoots multiple times. You can hold the trigger down and it'll empty the cartridge with all the shells that you have in it. And in addition to that M16 project, Aeroscraft is an aviation company that specializes in lighter-than-air aircraft, kind of a sophisticated blimp, including airships intended for U.S. military use. As most Americans know, there have been for decades amazing foreign business opportunities for foreign companies through partnerships and joint ventures with American companies to reach world markets that were unavailable otherwise. Aeroscraft sought those opportunities using Pasternak's Ukrainian connections and with political assistance in the U.S. As a Californian, the obvious place to start was with California politicians. That makes sense. He met Schiff, and the two clicked. One thing led to another, and Pasternak became a major fundraiser for Adam Schiff. Okay, if you're looking at, or if you will look at, the homepage of this story, I'm not sure you can read the picture on the left, but it's an invitation to a Taste of Ukraine reception hosted by Pasternak at his home, and it's only a $2,500 contribution, tax-deductible contribution, per person to go to. The recipient of all the proceeds was Adam Schiff for Congress. That was in 2013. That's when their quote-unquote partnership and friendship began. There have been other fundraisers held by Pasternak for politicians other than Schiff, but Schiff has been the most involved. Even this year, 2019, Schiff, during one congressional recess, made a trip to, where else but Ukraine, spent a week. Under these current circumstances, it's really not surprising. He was part of a group that was sponsored by Atlantic Council's Eurasia Center. You can see Schiff's name underlined in red on the flight manifest shown on the right side of this story. The trip for that group happened from August 24th to August 31st, 2019. Now, who is the Atlantic Council? The Atlantic Council is an American Atlanticist think tank in the field of international affairs. Founded in 1961, it provides a forum for international political and business and intellectual leaders. It manages 10 regional centers and functional programs related to international security and global economic prosperity. It's headquartered, where else? Washington, D.C. It's on K Street. That's where all the lobbyists are headquartered. It is a member of the Atlantic Treaty Association. Now, why don't we wrap this up together? What does this association between Congressman Schiff and Igor Pasternak mean? Is it on its face somehow evil? Does it portend unethical or evil behavior on the part of either Schiff or Pasternak? Not necessarily. But in the words of those on the left at the release of the Mueller report, while this association does not implicate either gentleman for any criminal activity, it does not exonerate either, does it? It's humorous that if we use the definition, thought processes, and practices that the left have sold out to, Schiff, in this case, would not only be evil, but in cahoots with a Ukrainian billionaire oligarch who's an arms dealer. And he's in the tank with an element of the Ukraine government that is corrupt. And they found a way to manufacture American-made M16s and sell them to the Ukrainian government. And who knows who else? What's that old saying I've shared with you many times? If it quacks and waddles, it's almost always a duck. In all sincerity, I have no factual information about their relationship. We did, however, reach out to Mr. Schiff's office for comment, and I really expect someone will call me back to comment about the time that hell freezes over. Nevertheless, we have and will stick with the legitimate, righteous, and constitutional way to approach the possible relationship of Mr. Schiff and Mr. Pasternak being to somehow be for criminal purposes, you know, innocent until proven guilty. We'll give them that. It just seems to me, in the environment created by Schiff in the witch hunt against Donald Trump, that he may be able to at least shed a little light on how one conducts such activities, even if he's not personally part of those illegalities. By his measure, however, we would be guilty if you or I was in such a relationship, as he is, with Igor Pasternak. And by the way, there's another picture right below the final sentence of the story. Just to let you know, that's Igor Pasternak. And who's he shaking hands and talking with? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Wow. It's thick, folks. It's thick. President Trump didn't start a problem with Ukraine. That problem already existed. It began under the Obama administration when Joe Biden, in his own words, forced the former Ukraine president to stop an investigation by the Ukrainian government into his son, Hunter Biden, That's when it began. President Trump called to congratulate Zelensky on winning an election. That's all he did. Well, that's just another chapter, another little tidbit that we're throwing out there. We're trying to keep the truth on the table for you. And it's hard sometimes to peer through the weeds and get enough facts to put something together. Two and two always make four, but only if you can find a two here and a two there, right? We're out looking for twos for you. We're finding one or two every day. We'll keep doing it too. And you make sure you stick close. Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
When madness is the norm, the truth is a radical act of courage. Remain calm. Be brave. Wait for the signs. TNN, the Truth News Network.